It's the 23rd of November. I'm Stevo. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford Borough Council is working closely with the owners of Beales and Debenhams buildings on a plan to revitalise the town centre properties for future use. The old Debenhams building has been held by a foreign bank, and Panther Securities are the property owners for the former Beales department store. Bedford Borough Mayor Dave Hodson pointed out that basically the units for Debenhams and Beales are much too big. The department store has gone. The council would like to subdivide the properties into smaller retail units on the ground floor and modify the first floor and above from retail to residential use. A Panther Securities spokesperson said, "We appreciate that this is an important site, so it is important that we work closely with the council to ensure the best outcome for all parties." Central Bedfordshire Council's Warm Spaces Network will be made up of 6 leisure centres and 12 libraries. The locations have been set up to accommodate individuals unable to afford current energy prices. Further information can be found on the Central Beds website. Emergency services were called to the Redwood Grove flats in Bedford yesterday, quickly managing to extinguish a small cooking fire. Redwood Grove was a source of the 4th of July blast, which killed Rena James, who, it is thought, deliberately caused the explosion that left many homeless. Residents are now reporting that following the 4th of July evacuation, burglaries may have taken place, with many declaring that items, some valuable, were missing once they returned to their apartments. Beds Police are investigating the allegations. Charities and community clubs in Biggleswade are being encouraged to apply for a fourth quarter grant being offered by Biggleswade Town Council. The deadline to apply is the 31st of December. That's all from me for today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.